Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Target Corporation, the retail giant we all know and likely shop at. Today, we're diving deep into what makes Target tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats with a focus on what matters to you as a long-term investor. If you're looking to build wealth through smart retail investments, stick around because we've got some juicy insights to share. Let's kick things off with a quick pulse check on Target. As one of the biggest players in the general merchandise retail space, operating in the consumer cyclical sector, Target has a massive footprint with thousands of stores across the U.S. and a growing digital presence. Their market cap is in the billions, and they've been a staple for investors looking for stability with a touch of growth in the retail world. Recently, there's been a lot of buzz around their Q1 2024 earnings, and we'll get into that in a moment. Performance-wise, Target has had a mixed bag over the past year, some periods of underperformance compared to the broader industry, but there are signs of resilience in their longer-term metrics, especially over the past 5 years. So let's unpack the latest developments and see where they stand. Before we dive into the SWOT, let's touch on some recent news and earnings highlights that caught my eye. Target reported a solid $24.5 billion in revenue for Q1 2024, though they faced some headwinds with declining comparable sales, particularly in discretionary categories like home decor and electronics. On the flip side, their digital sales are picking up steam, and they're making strategic moves like expanding wholesale distribution of owned brands internationally. That's the kind of innovation that could pay dividends down the line. Now, let's break this down into a clear picture of where Target shines and where they might be slipping. Strengths: robust revenue base and brand power. Target's pulling in massive revenue numbers, with $24.5 billion just in the first quarter of 2024. That's a testament to their strong brand and loyal customer base. They're not just a retailer, they're a household name, which gives them a competitive edge in a crowded market. Digital growth momentum. One standout from their recent earnings call is the growth in digital sales. While brick-and-mortar stores still dominate, their online presence is becoming a significant driver. This shift is crucial as consumer behavior continues to tilt toward e-commerce, and Target seems to be adapting well. Innovative owned brands. Target's focus on exclusive, owned brands like Cat & Jack is paying off. Their move to distribute these brands internationally, like through Hudson's Bay in Canada, shows they're not just resting on their laurels, but actively seeking new revenue streams. For long-term investors, this kind of innovation signals potential for sustained growth. Solid profit margins. Looking at their financials, Target maintains healthy gross profit margins, which indicates they're managing costs effectively, even in a competitive retail environment. Their net profit margin also holds up well, showing they're not just generating sales, but keeping a decent chunk as profit. Other weaknesses: declining comparable sales. Let's not sugarcoat it. Target's comparable sales took a hit in Q1 2024, especially in discretionary categories. When consumers tighten their belts on non-essentials like home goods or electronics, Target feels the pinch. This is a red flag for short-term performance, and as investors, we need to watch if this trend persists. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, which could be a concern if economic conditions worsen or interest rates keep climbing. High leverage means more risk, especially in a sector as cyclical as retail. It's something to keep an eye on when assessing their financial health for the long haul. Underperformance versus industry. Over shorter timeframes like the past month or quarter, Target's stock performance has lagged behind the broader retail industry. While they've shown strength over 5 years, these near-term struggles could signal challenges in keeping up with competitors or adapting to market shifts. Opportunities: e-commerce expansion. With digital sales on the rise, Target has a huge opportunity to double down on their online platform. If they can keep enhancing the user experience and logistics, like same-day delivery or in-store pickups, they could capture even more market share in the e-commerce space. International growth. Their foray into international markets via wholesale distribution of owned brands is just the tip of the iceberg. expanding their physical or digital presence beyond the U.S. could unlock new growth avenues, especially in emerging markets where retail demand is booming. Sustainability and consumer trends. Target's mentioned in their earnings call a focus on sustainability and appealing to value-conscious consumers. If they can position themselves as a leader in affordable, eco-friendly retail options, they could attract a younger, more socially conscious demographic, a great long-term play. Valuation potential. Looking at their forward PE ratio, Target seems reasonably valued compared to historical averages, with analyst estimates suggesting room for upside if they execute on growth plans. For investors, this could mean a buying opportunity if short-term headwinds ease up. Threats. Economic sensitivity. Retail is notoriously cyclical, and Target's recent dip in discretionary spending categories shows how vulnerable they are to economic downturns. If inflation persists or a recession hits, consumer spending could shrink further, hitting their top line hard. Intense competition. Target operates in a cutthroat space with giants like Walmart and Amazon breathing down their neck. If competitors innovate faster or undercut on price, Target risks losing market share, especially in the digital realm where Amazon reigns supreme. Supply chain risks. Though not explicitly mentioned in the latest data, retail as a whole faces ongoing supply chain disruptions. Any hiccups in logistics or cost increases could squeeze margins, and Target's not immune to these macro pressures. Consumer behavior shifts. The trend away from discretionary spending could become more permanent if economic uncertainty lingers. Target needs to pivot quickly to focus on essentials or value propositions, or they risk alienating budget-conscious shoppers. Now, let's tie this together with some deeper insights. One thing that stands out is Target's ability to balance physical and digital growth. Their stores are still a cash cow, but the digital uptick is what could drive future gains, especially if they keep investing in tech and logistics. On the flip side, I'm a bit wary of their debt load. In a rising rate environment, that could become a bigger burden, so I'd like to see them prioritize free cash flow to chip away at liabilities. Speaking of cash flow, their operating cash flow remains strong, which is a good sign for dividend sustainability, something I know many of you value in a long-term holding. And while their forward PE suggests they're not overpriced, keep an eye on how they stack up against industry averages over the next few quarters to gauge if the market's pricing in their growth potential accurately. As we wrap up, let's look at the big picture for Target Corporation from a long-term investment perspective. They've got a solid foundation with strong revenue, a growing digital footprint, and innovative strategies like own brand expansion. However, challenges like declining comparable sales, high debt, and fierce competition mean they're not a slam dunk. For me, Target remains a compelling hold for those already in, with potential as a buy if they can navigate short-term economic headwinds and capitalize on e-commerce and international opportunities. The retail space is tricky, but Target has the brand power and strategic vision to stay relevant over the next decade. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Target in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term winner, or are you cautious about their challenges? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.